Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome back to another episode of The Adventures of Captain Robots, Brotherhood of Steel Edition. This week, Captain Robots returns to Night Shin to ask about the stick and how far it is up his butt, and also to report on the raiders. We'll see where it goes from there. All right, Wastelanders, Vault Dwellers, we're back. We're back in the wasteland. I've been sucked into the game again, and I am here walking around the Brotherhood of Steel camp, and we're going to go talk to Night Shin about the raiders that I had to murder. Had to murder some raiders. And here we go into the camp. Hopefully the stick up his butt has shrunk a little bit. I don't know if it's the kind of stick that can change size. But I guess we'll go find out. Where are you, Night Shin? Looks like he's in this back room. Night Shin!
You're here. Good.
Yep, I'm here.
To review the current situation, one of our patrols located a cache of dangerous weapons in a raider storeroom. Stolen Brotherhood weapons.
No stolen?
Less. Your assignment is to secure the storeroom for the Brotherhood. And the weapons along with it.
You got it.
I'll put together a squad and meet you there. But given the situation,
oh,
it's imperative you arrive there as soon as possible. Any questions, initiate?
Wait, we're gonna go together? You're gonna be there too? So, how should we handle the raiders?
Paladin Romani forbids engagement without warning. So, we will attempt to speak to them when we arrive. That being said, the raiders have already made it clear they're determined to be our enemies. Stealing supplies, ambushing patrols, using Brotherhood weapons to terrorize the region. If they are unwilling to cooperate, we will put our foot down. So be prepared for combat.
Bob Jachinski, what's up? How's it going? Yes, the almighty stick that has the ability to change dimension and mass.
Follow, buddy.
And thank you for the follow. No name? You don't have a name. How do you not have a name? That's weird. So I'm sorry, Shin. You can't see them. Only I can see them, but there are people watching me. We're in a video game, but you don't know that. But I don't think you really care about that. So, I'll go secure the storeroom. How about that?
One last thing. We need to confirm the weapon's source. I find it unlikely the raiders will be willing to talk until after we send them a very clear message. If
okay.
Any of them are still alive after that, we can question them.
Oh.
But priority one is securing the weapons they already have. That will be all. Dismissed.
Huh. Sounds like we're gonna blow a lot of them up.
All initiates get one authorized weapon. No more, no less.
All right, okay. Look at all this stuff in the room behind him. There's like power armor suits and laser weapons. That looks cool. I want to set something like that up in my camp.
Approved. A perfectly preserved pie with
like a display like that? That looks awesome. All right. Well, let's see. Where do we need to go now? We've got some raiders to mess up.
America to rebuild.
I'm not against that. Although, I did kind of help that one group of raiders with the whole vault thing, so there's that. But other than that, I'm cool with it, I think. Unless these are like the same raiders, then I have problems. Fire, if you want to see your points, they're now in the little icon on the bottom right side of the video player. Yeah, it's okay. Oh, I forgot to hold on. Whoa. Wait. I had to turn that back off. I had to turn it back on in order to move Beelzebub's points over, but now those points no longer work, so I have to... Crap! Give me a second. I'll go turn those back off, because those are not the same points anymore. Or at least they don't work. Cloudbot, and loyalty, and where do I turn it off? Modules? No. Mod tools? No. Timers, quotes, Q, loyalty. It should be under loyalty, but I don't see where I can turn it off. Settings. Disable, there it is. Yeah, that secondary point system doesn't make sense. I gotta make sure that that's not running. It's just the one that you click on the screen. The Brotherhood needs good recruits. You're not, yeah, I mean, you just reminded me that that was a thing that I needed to change. Okay, thank you. All right, since we have to go this way. Raiders are way out here in the makeshift vault. So let's go over to Grafton and find our way over. Seems like a good plan.
I think it's a good plan.
Thanks, buddy bot. You're being really nice today.
Yeah, I got some good sleep last night.
Wait, you're a robot. You don't sleep.
Well, I pretended to sleep, and it went really well.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Oh, the sludge of Grafton. I love the way the water is like a yellowy brown. Looks so blah. I mean, it's a pretty color, sort of, but it also knowing, oh god, there's one of those gross frogs. What, who's yelling? Take that, gross frog. The eggs on the back thing? Ugh. Who's yelling? Hey, Raider scum, I killed a frog for you. You could say thanks. Completed a quest. All right, we'll take it. Oh, while I'm doing it, I should make some friends. I should join a little casual group here. Make sure I got some extra XP happening. Because even though I'm actually sucked into a video game, doesn't mean it's any less of a video game. Anyone else want some of this?
Uh-oh,
this frog seems to want some.
Priority message.
I like when they fall over, though. That's cute.
Illegal protest here in
Grafton.
Ladies and gentlemen,
where are all these frogs coming from?
Any and all armed citizens to quell this impending riot. Grafton Steel is a major contributor to my campaign.
Where did all those frogs come from? All right, no, I don't want to do this quest. I just want to do the quest that I'm supposed to do. Just keep going this way. Yeah, don't mess with me, frogs. I have a magic gun that shoots two bullets instead of one. I don't know how that works. And then the bullets explode. I still don't know how that works either. So you don't want to mess with me. That's right. Oh. Oh. Jump. Jump. Is this where I'm going? This place looks raidery. Nope. I'm just passing through.
Hey.
Never mind me. Just walking by.
Die already.
I don't want to mess with you. I don't have any beef with you guys. At least I don't think I do. No beef. It's not what's for dinner. Okay, we're getting close. Alright, I see some raiders walking around out here. What was that? Oh, there's a mole miner out here. Wait, are the mole miners and the raiders fighting each other? It looks like they're kind of at a little bit of a standoff here. Okay, that guy doesn't know where I am, so I'm just gonna keep creeping. It comes from a place called Pandora. Garthon. Are they duking it out? No, they seem to be buddies. That raider does not know where I went, which is kind of funny. We're just gonna leave him confused. And probably in pain from my double bullet explosion shot. Alright, here we go. Makeshift mine vault. Makeshift vault. We're going in. Well, This does seem like a job for Captain Robots. I think we will accomplish this. That's the attitude to have. All right, there's a guy over there. Oh, that's Pierce.
Well, well. Looks like we have a visitor. Did the Brotherhood send you? Didn't know they were working with run-of-the-mill average wastelanders. Thought they
average?
Were strapped into one of those tin cans round the clock. It's wrong of me to judge by appearances, though. Why don't you introduce yourself?
He just called me a run-of-the-mill average wastelander. Listen, listen, listen. I'm gonna get closer to you.
Well, I won't sit back.
Oh, no! I stopped talking to him, and then... alright. And then battle happened. And Nightshin was right behind me. Holy crap! I wanted to just get closer so I could talk more, but...
secure the area.
I think he got offended by that.
Still breathing. Make sure to question him before he gets away.
I guess that worked out. Man, I didn't know we were just gonna, like, throw down like that. Sorry, I'm just a little bit hard of hearing. I was just trying to get a little bit more info out of you. How do I talk to you? Oh, there he is. I couldn't get the prompt to come up.
Not so well for me. Get it over with, then.
Tell us where the weapons came from. That's my bad cop voice.
Hold on. Let me get this straight.
Dogs are barking.
You barged in here, looking to reclaim your property, only to tell me you don't know where it came from? This is almost too good to make up. I knew my feeling about the Brotherhood was right, but you just keep on confirming it. Here's the thing. I don't talk about Raider affairs on Brotherhood territory. That's what this is now, right? If you really want to know, you can let me go. And come talk to me in Crater. I deal with reasonable individuals.
I'm reasonable.
An entourage of fascists with their guns pointed at my face.
Oh. All right then.
I don't like it. But we have to let him go. We don't have the resources to waste on holding him prisoner. And Paladin Romani forbids executing enemies who have surrendered.
We can't hold him prisoner?
They call you knight, don't they? I didn't know that was another word for lapdog.
Our order is held together by the chain that binds. Each link steadfastly supporting the next.
There's some smack talking going on.
A lawless worm like you would understand.
You wound me, knight. In the heart, that is. Since I've surrendered, and you can't touch me anymore.
I've had enough of this. Leave here and don't come back.
You could smack him around a little bit, though, right?
Clear. There are no orders protecting active trespassers.
Thanks for the tip. I'll add it to my compendium.
To me, for your next orders, initiate.
Oh, well, at least Shin follows instruction. If I kill him here, Romani will get mad, right? I can't interact with him anymore. Has anybody tried killing him? Alright, I'm looking for... There's a little... Aww. Quantum bear hanging out underneath a baseball cap with some flowers. That's cute. I'm just gonna take all the junk. Beer bottles, other stuff.
Fairy Writer gave Buddy Bot an entire pizza.
You gave Buddy Bot an entire pizza?
Whoa! I got a whole pizza! A little pizza! This is a really good pizza, too. It has pineapples on it.
You like pineapple on pizza, Buddy Bot?
Heck yeah, dude. Thanks, Firelight. You're the best.
Yeah, alright. I didn't know you were one of those people. or robots. Collect dirty water. No thanks. Anything else in here I should be stealing? Radio. I'll just activate it. I can't really pick it up. All right, Shin. What's the plan?
We completed the first part of our mission. No thanks to you, Initiate.
What?
I thought I made it clear that we would talk to them.
No, I was trying, dude!
Brotherhood follows guidelines to carry out its missions. It's one thing among many that sets us apart from other wasteland scum. Don't ignore the enemy, and don't charge in without orders.
I didn't!
You look like a chicken with your head cut off.
No! I was just trying to get closer. He was really far away.
We still need to track down the weapon source. That man appeared to know something.
He's never gonna believe me.
I don't care how you get it out of him. But make sure you get it.
All right. Fine. Wait. What's going to happen to this place?
We'll set up some protectrons to guard it and transfer the weapons back to Fort Atlas. After that, it can be used as an intermediate storehouse for anything our patrols find in the northern part of Appalachia.
All right. Are you okay? Because you do seem a little angry.
I thought the raiders were bad enough before that vile cretin opened his mouth. And we just let him... This is off topic, Initiate. Don't ask me a question like that again.
He wants to kill them. You're not against pineapple and pizza, but you're also not for pineapple and pizza. Yeah, I'm just not into it. On Protectron, super safe. Sire. All right. I'll find out where the weapons came from.
This is your top priority. The longer we let these weapons spread, the more difficult it will be to track down all of them.
Sounds like a plan. Shin. I swear, I didn't mean to, like, set them off and try to attack them. I wasn't like, shut up, I don't want to talk to you, boom, boom, boom. I was like, hey, let's just cancel the conversation and restart it a little bit closer because we're yelling across an entire room. You know, it's good to have conversations where you can see the whites of their eyes. That's all. That's all. That's all, friends. That's all I want. The whites of the eyes. Speak to Pierce at the crater. All right, maybe my crater friends will be a little bit nicer. Oh, maybe not, because I didn't do that on this character. So we'll go find out. Oh no! Signature required for package delivery. I didn't hear the doorbell ring. I think maybe the package came and I missed it. Oh wait, what's today's date? That's for tomorrow. That's not for today. What? Ouch! Oh god, I was distracted. Rad Scorpion, where'd you come from? Oh, jeez. Lay off, dude. Whoa, there's a big one. It's diseased. Run away! Keep running away! Rad scorpions are the worst. Do you hate rad scorpions as much as I do? Where are they? I think they stopped following me. One time in this game, I had a rad scorpion follow me, like, across the entire map. Yeah, the scariest thing in the game. The fact that they can tunnel is weird. How do they even fit under the ground? They're so big. Okay, I think they're gone. That's right. Don't mess with me, rad scorpions. Gotta talk to Pierce. Going in. Bailey girl, what's up? Welcome to the stream. Ooh, you've got some cool, like, steam effects in here.
Can't believe they had the nerve to just barge in like that. That knight acts like some kind of righteous savior.
I told you. And they're only gonna get more confident.
I won't let them. Do we have their patrol routes yet? A couple ambushes ought to take them down a notch.
You know, you guys realize I'm, like, standing
right
here.
We'll have to discuss this later. We've got a visitor.
Yeah. Hi. What's up, everybody?
So, you really came. Huh. To be honest, I didn't expect the Brotherhood to show its face around here with anything less than a fully armored battalion. Life is just full of surprises, isn't it? So, what can I do for you, oh honorable emissary of steel?
Congratulations, Mash, you finally did it. Tell me where the raiders got the weapons. I could say that. Or, I mean, this guy looks like a baby face. Look at his face. He looks like he's 12. I'm just here to chat, you know, make friends.
Brilliant. Well, let me just pop open a bottle of Nuka-Shine. And we'll kick back, exchange stories.
Yeah, let's do it.
Tearfully share all the details of our tragic pasts. But I suppose yours goes something like this. You were a wayward soul, lost, looking for purpose. Then the Brotherhood of Steel came along and put a badge of honor on your chest.
Not exactly, buddy.
You feel like you really matter. So now, you'll do anything for them. Like risking your life to come to Crater and ask about those weapons you confiscated. Well, here's my backstory. The Brotherhood of Steel pointed their guns at my face, stole my property. So that property is their problem now. I'm not telling you a damn thing.
Dude, you got me wrong. I'm just the hero of the wasteland.
Don't you think you're being stubborn, Pierce? We have a good little Brotherhood peon here at our disposal. We can make use of that.
We've been over this. There's no compromising with people like the Brotherhood. Give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
We don't know that yet for sure. Besides, everyone has their own motivations. Our visitor might have one worth talking about.
I won't rely on a betrayal to take them down. You should know that. I have nothing left to discuss. I've given you my answer, Initiate. Now for your sake, I'd suggest you don't stick around.
Hey, you.
Hey.
Don't leave yet.
Okay.
I've got something to say.
Alright. I think he probably heard you tell that to me, but, I'll come talk to you secretly. Why don't we turn around this way, and then he won't be able to see your face.
Don't mind Pierce. He's stubborn. Holds too tightly to his morals. I'll tell you about the weapons, but you're gonna need to give me something in return.
Hmm.
Interested?
Yeah. I mean, you're pretty cute, so sure. What is it you want?
I want intel on the Brotherhood. Records, roster, correspondence. You've got people specialized in keeping track of that sort of thing, right? Transfer their data onto this holotape and bring it back to me. Then I'll tell you what you want to know.
Oof. Well, what are you going to do with it?
We're not on friendly terms with the Brotherhood. What do you think we're going to do with it? Don't worry. If the Brotherhood is as powerful as they are confident, then it shouldn't make any difference, right?
How do you know about our scribes?
How do you know about our war room? About that vault where you ambushed Pierce? We have eyes the same way you do. Remember it.
Traitors in the Brotherhood. You're really willing to betray Pierce like this?
This isn't a betrayal. It's just good business sense.
Listen, lady. I'm Captain Robots. I'm the hero of the wasteland. I gotta stick with some morals here. I'm not gonna betray them right off the bat like this. I can't do it. So you might as well take the holotape back. I'm not gonna give you any intel.
Okay, goody two-shoes. If you don't want the information I have, that's up to you. But from what I hear about your boss, he wouldn't be too happy with that, would he? Your funeral.
All right, I'm leaving.
Toodles.
Toodles. Toodles, lady. Maybe I should go talk to Valdez. What would Valdez do? What should I say? Let's go back. We're going to go back to Fort Atlas. Your main fire. Your main was an ex-Brotherhood, now reluctant raider, happy to help them out. I don't know. Captain Robot's just, he can't betray them like this. Not yet. He's got to stand for something. All right, let's go find Valdez. Who is happy to talk to Valdez? She's a cutie pie. Captain Robot says a thing for Valdez. If you haven't been plugged into the previous episodes of this story. Hey, Valdez. Where are you? Can you imagine if every time you walked into a building, you just started yelling, hey, where'd you go?
Don't mind this clutter. Atlas is a work in progress.
Hey.
Have a question.
Uh-huh.
The past has the answers, but I'm not a bad backup.
Oh, all right. Hey there. I want to talk to you about, the situation with the Raiders. Man, she's super cute.
Raiders, huh? If they're anything like the Raiders we've encountered on the expedition route, then my guess is the situation isn't pretty. All right, how can I help?
Order, warning, protection.
They have some important information, but are asking for information about us in return.
Mm-hmm. I think I understand. The funny thing about data is you don't know what's real or not. Not unless you gathered it yourself. To be honest, I was working on encrypting my terminal for this kind of situation.
Oh.
So, if anyone accessed it who wasn't supposed to, they would just get false info and none would be the wiser.
You're so smart.
But you can still use the fake data I created. Should be clearly labeled in the files. Just, don't select the wrong one. This is the Raiders we're talking about. It'd be bad news if they got an advantage on us. Worse, if the Knight found out it was because of me.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble, because then you're never going to want to go out to dinner with me. So, I think we're going to go this way. So, you're a programmer too? That's amazing.
Well, you know, just trying to help where I can.
Cute and Rusty smart.
And live wires are fun and all, but sometimes it's also nice to write code without having to get my hands dirty.
All right, thank you so much.
Not a problem. I'm here to help.
All right, fake data. Let's do this. Brotherhood scrolls, chapter scrolls, personal logs. Appalachia? What am I looking for here? Archives? No. Brotherhood?
A weapon may keep me safe, but it doesn't make these repairs go any faster.
This is about them. I think it's in here, right? That's just info. Am I supposed to... Oh, I just have to load... I have to load the holotape. That's what I did wrong. I'm glad we guard our tech closely. There we go. R. Load holotape.
I've seen nothing like it.
Sheena's holotape?
I wonder if
yes.
I can get my hands on a sample.
The elders have so much to teach us. I hope I'll get to meet them in person. Someday.
Wait, you have to either bike the NCR or Legion or both? Did you mean to write something other than bike, Mash? load dummy files. There we go. Transfer complete. Take that, Raiders. We're gonna take this holotape back to Sheena. Thanks, Valdez. See you later. Maybe we can get dinner sometime. I didn't really say that loud enough for her to hear it, because I'm a little bit shy to ask. You know, you don't want to get your feelings hurt, you know? Okay, I'm gonna travel back over here, and I hope I don't get attacked by more rat scorpions, because that's the worst. Nuke, not bike. Got it. All right, here goes nothing. See if this works. I told her I wasn't gonna do it. Maybe she doesn't believe me? All right, no red scorpions here. I still don't see any. So far, so good. Stay back, rat scorpions. Alright. This is working out. Oh, stunted bear. Yao Guai? Is that how you pronounce it? I don't think it is. And I hope that wasn't offensive to anybody who actually does speak, I don't know, Cantonese, whatever language that is actually from. Go! Nothing to see here, bear. Let's go talk to the raider lady. You just had a full conversation about this on Twitter. Yao Guai. Yeah, right?
Don't get in the way.
I'm not in the way. I brought stuff for you. Look, a present.
A holotape?
Yeah. Here it is. Loaded with the Brotherhood intel. Nothing fishy here at all.
Good. Thanks. Mm-hmm. The weapons don't have one source. Some of them we looted off a group of unfortunate settlers. We've also traded them among ourselves. Some old friends visited Crater a while back, wielding that firepower, claiming they earned it in a fight. They were bragging about it till the day they left. Said they sent some big armored folks running. I can't confirm that the losers were Brotherhood. But that was your logo on the side of those weapons, wasn't it? Doesn't matter to me. Now, I told you what I know. With any luck, we won't talk again.
Our logo on the weapons. Beelzebub's considering buying expansion. Far Harbor or Nuka World? They're both good. They're just very different. So if you want like a crazy theme park with a bunch of raiders, go Nuka World. If you want like compelling, interesting story that expands on the main storyline of Fallout 4, go Far Harbor. I mean, they both expand on the main storyline, but in kind of a more integrated way. Mash, you're going to have to make your own decision about who to nuke. I don't know, buddy. What's everyone else think? So, sorry, Sheena, I'm talking to imaginary people in my head. You mean the Settlers of Foundation had them too?
Yep. They may or may not have more, but they've definitely come in contact with them.
The other raiders you got the weapons from, where did they come from?
West. They said they passed through Ohio before coming here.
Ohio?
I don't know how much further out they went.
Ohio? Did your raider friends mention anything else about the fight?
They wouldn't shut up about it, so I learned to tune it out pretty quick. But I do remember them passing around a helmet with a bullet hole through its visor. A trophy from the Fallen.
Alright. That's it. A helmet with a bullet hole.
Don't change your mind. This was a one-time offer, and it's one that neither of us will speak of again.
Okay.
Hi.
See you later, Sheena. Now we gotta go talk to Night Shin. Hopefully he's happy with me and the stick up his butt is at least a little bit smaller. I guess we'll find out. You know what? That, speaking of a stick up his butt.
Yeah, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think I might be, buddy bot.
Yeah, we should totally take a picture of his stick up his butt.
No, not the stick up his butt. Like, we should a picture of his butt, but not this. That would be gross. I don't think we want to take a picture of the stick up his butt. Mr. Farmhand, where did I travel to? This is not where I meant to go. How did I end up here? That's super weird. I definitely did not click to go where I am now. Orwell Orchards. Did I? Is my brain broken? What is going on? I clicked Fort Atlas. Did I click the wrong thing somehow? That was weird. I totally went to the wrong place. Super strange. Go for it, Mash. All right. Running back into the Brotherhood place. Hi, Russell. Bye, Russell. Here we go. What do you say, Night Shin? Every time I run in here, Night Shin, where are you? I'm back.
Each day in service.
Everyone's like, oh, God. Captain Robots is back. Hey, buddy!
Reminder, this is the armory, not the barracks. Take your conversations outside.
I'm sorry, I was yelling, but that's what I do, that's me. That's how I roll.
I see you returned from Crater.
Mm-hmm.
Standing by for your report.
Well, the Raiders got the weapons from two sources, possibly more.
That's not what I was hoping to hear. All right, tell me about the sources.
But it's the truth, so that makes it valuable. A group of Raiders traveling from the west said they earned it in battle.
I see. And are those Raiders still at Crater?
No, it sounded like they were just visiting.
It can't be helped then. We need to focus on Appalachia for the moment.
Okay. Did you come into contact with those Raiders?
Without more information, it's impossible to say. We fought plenty of Raider groups across the entire expedition route.
We're really just gonna let them go?
I'd like to pursue them as much as you would, Initiate. But those were not our orders from Elder Maxson. We have duties in Appalachia. Ones that we've delayed for long enough as it is.
Okay, that's all I have to report about the Raiders.
And the other one.
Well, they came from the settlers at Foundation.
Foundation 2. This is bad. Worse than I thought. At this rate, all of Appalachia will be toting these rocket launchers. All because of... Forgive me, Initiate.
Because of...
I lost my composure. We need to follow up with Foundation as soon as possible.
Because of what? What are you talking about? Is Foundation really a concern?
Peaceful or not, civilians should not have access to that kind of technology. It's too easy for things to go wrong. Take the Great War as an example. That catastrophe is the inspiration for our mission today.
So what were you saying? What caused all this?
You don't have clearance for that information, Initiate. Proceed with your report.
I think he made a mistake, and that's why he's so bitter. Is that what put the stick up your butt? So, that's all I have to report about the settler source.
So that's everything.
Yeah.
That was a thorough report. The Brotherhood appreciates your diligence looking into this matter. Our next step is to deal with Foundation. Paladin Romani already had plans to establish contact. So, she'll want to hear about this. No need to expound everything. I'll follow up later with a more detailed report.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I won't press him for more info.
Ad Victorium.
Ad Victorium. Property
for
rights.
For sake, I hope this is a scheduled visit, Initiate.
No, it was. We just talked. Give me a second to leave. They do that every time. Cha-ching. Supply and demands. Quest started. Well, that leads to more mystery, more things that we don't know the answers to. I guess we'll have to discover that next time on The Adventures of Captain Robots. Thanks for listening to the Captain Robots Adventures. This has been a production of Robots Radio in association with Fallout 76. And Bethesda Softworks. But not really. I just wanted to have somebody to have this be in association with. Thanks for tuning in. Check back next time for more Adventures
Order
of Captain Robots.
I have everything.
See you later.